Yesterday, Ray County joined more than a dozen Missouri counties, including neighboring Caldwell and Carroll, to become a Second Amendment sanctuary county.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor to accept the court order. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Okay, we got a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
3-0.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
At least 25 who attended showed their support. The court order reaffirms the U.S. and Missouri constitutions protecting the right to keep and bear arms. It also supports current legislation for a statewide Second Amendment preservation law. Retired attorney Lynn Meredith, who helped shape the order's language, says the anti-commandeering clause is important. She explains why.
Agents of the federal government cannot commandeer local law enforcement. This is a law enforcement issue, which is why in many states, the sheriff is issuing these declarations.
That stipulation was argued before the Supreme Court regarding prohibition.
Federal government can't do this by themselves. They heavily rely on the states and on local law enforcement and on state law enforcement. I mean, think about the resources that are required for that. And if the states won't cooperate, refuse to be commandeered by the feds, the game's over, basically.
Ray County Sheriff Scott Childers says it protects against the confiscation of legally held guns.
The main thing is they cannot come in and take our guns. That's the number one issue. They cannot regulate what guns we have.
And it's a preemptive move for an anticipated assault weapons ban.
Federal government said now nobody can own assault rifles. They're too dangerous. We will not let them take that because it's a violation of their constitutional right to have that type of weapon. That is what that states.
However, the first-year sheriff calls the court order a formality and a show of unity between the county commission and local law enforcement. Audience members like David Ballard had questions on the extent of local authority.
Can a federal agent come in here and override your powers?
No. Federal agents have to notify me when they're doing something.
Do they have to obtain your permission?
Yes.
Okay, that's where the
yes,
buck
they
stops.
Do.
Where in here does it say that you will penalize and arrest a federal agent who does come in and bypasses your position?
That's a whole other issue that I can't put in there because I can't make a promise that I can arrest a federal agent. It's what I can do is stop them, but I'm not declaring war on the federal government.
The court order makes two exceptions for gun ownership, convicted violent felons, and those deemed a danger to themselves or others by a judge. The sheriff got some pushback from the crowd questioning how a person is determined to be mentally competent.
We will have a couple stipulations because it would be neglect on my part if I didn't. Because I promise you, if we have an active shooter at a Walmart, you're going to be pissed off why that person had a gun. If they weren't mentally capable or if they were a felon, why the hell did they have a gun?
The court order, which is like an ordinance, was supported by Richmond Mayor Mike Wright.
I'd just like to say that I think the court order is good the way it's written. If down the road it needs tweaked or something, you know, you all can do that. You know how we've done it, city ordinances and stuff. I definitely recommend the commission to pass it.
At first, presiding commissioner Bob King wanted to get a legal opinion from the county's attorney and county prosecutor Camille Johnston before voting. Due to time constraints and scheduling, she was unable to give an opinion.
We'd like to have a blessing from her because that way we have got somebody besides just us.
Eastern Commissioner Dave Powell says Meredith's legal work, as well as research from the commission, was enough to proceed.
But if we don't need her blessing, I don't see why we would hold this up.
Attorney Meredith says the court order is similar to DeKalb County's Second Amendment Sanctuary County Resolution. For KMZU News, I'm Joellen Black.